Hello?
Yes, I have a potential claimant for the depot, Vera Claim. New client, first name is Marchita, M-A-R-C-H-I-T-A, last name is Grant.
Okay, go ahead and transfer. Thank you so much.
Right. All right, Marchita, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Mrs. Grant. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So I see that you placed an inquiry about the Depot Provera lawsuit. You wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't have enough attorney at this time?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're filing on behalf of yourself and you are a citizen of and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with the mesothelioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing? How are you doing today with everything?
It's getting together.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
It's a lot to go through. When was your date of diagnosis? To the best
October,
of your knowledge. Go ahead.
October 15, 2015.
All right. And Mrs. Grant, just really quick, this is your cell phone, 310-735-2736?
Yes.
Okay. But anytime we are disconnected, I just want to verify, I will call you from a 949 area code. I will be your intake specialist moving forward with the lawsuit. Just so you have my phone number, I'm going to text you from my direct line. And yeah, if anything happens, I'll call you on this line. So let me send you my contact information really quick. Okay, and then, so you said date of diagnosis was 10-15-2015. When was, what is your date of birth?
March 31st, 1977.
March 31st, 1977?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim?
Not at the moment, but I can find out.
Yeah. If you ever come across anyone that needs help filing a claim, you can always give them my direct phone number and we can see if we can help them out. Did you ever consume, okay, so you only consumed the brand injectable Depo-Provera, or did you ever, you were using the brand name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever use Depo-Provera and then switch to the generic for a minimum of a year, or did you only ever use the brand name?
Only the brand name.
Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you can confirm at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Did you use Depo-Provera between the year of January 1992 to present date?
Yes.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when was it that you started using Depo-Provera and when did you stop using it? It's just an estimate. A lot of people get really confused on this. It's just an estimate to the best of your knowledge.
I used it February 2010 to September 2015.
2010 to September 2000, what'd you say?
15.
Okay. You started using it when? What year? 2010? Okay. So I have to put a date. So February what of 2010?
5th.
Okay. And then what about September what of 2015?
9th.
Okay. All right. And then 2 5 2. Thank you for having that. It makes it a lot easier. 09/09/2015. All right. And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then, Ms. Grant, what is your marital status at this time? Are you married, single, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
All right. And then I have your first name, Marchita, Marchita. And your last name is Grant, Grant. Did you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior at all?
No.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm? Okay, then I have Marchita G at g5@gmail.com as your email. I have your primary
yes.
phone number, as the 310 number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
565-479-4473.
Okay, 565-47. It's 9473 was the last four?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then what's your current mailing address?
591 Sellers, Sellers Place, Henderson, Nevada, 89011.
Perfect. And is that a house, a residence, or is there a unit number or anything?
House.
House, perfect. All right. 591 Seller Place, Henderson, Nevada, 89011. And that's Clark County. Okay, perfect. And then my parents are looking to move there. They want to move to Henderson. They live in California and they hate it. They want to go to Nevada.
I just moved from Cali.
Where? What part of California?
Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, so we're located in, I'm in Orange County, so it's not too far from there. But
yes.
Yeah, I have family that lives in Prescott, and some family that lives in Henderson. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody hates it here. I'm like, I don't blame them, but I would love to
move
out
expensive.
There. It's so expensive. It's crazy.
Very expensive.
Okay, Mrs. Grant, who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you know the name? Or who was your treating doctor, if you know the treating doctor? The neurologist?
Doctor, I want to say Gregory.
Or do you know where you're treated at or diagnosed at, like what hospital or facility?
Yes, Henderson Hospital. Gregory Dowes. Gregory Dowes.
Like DAO.
DOUDS.
Is it Davis, Gregory Davis?
No, it's D-O-U-D-S.
D-S. Oh, yeah, Dowds. I found him. He's, yeah, neurosurgeon.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, perfect. And I'm just going to get his information really quick. Did you ever have any prior diagnoses of cancer prior to this one or prior to this?
No.
Okay. Let's see if this works.